Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the program. This is Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And sorry, my husband just sent me a text as I got on air here. How are you? I hope you are well. And today I'm going to talk about space clearing and really clearing the energy of your home and any space in your life and give you some tips as to how to do that. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Tamman, and you can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And there you can find information about my Seeker Circle. It is an intuitive email subscription service, and every week you get really focused, inspired messages, psychic messages to help you live the life of your dreams. And you can try it out for the first month for $5.99, and then thereafter it's $9.99. And every day you'll have a message that you can go to that can really be a transformative piece in your life, in your spiritual practice, in your day-to-day journey. And I am always so amazed that when I look back at these Seeker Circle messages, I know recently there was a day where I was like, oh my God, why didn't I read the message for that day? It was so on point, and it would have saved me a lot of grief and hassle. And these messages are not only predictive, but they are also prescriptions as to how to maneuver the energy that the community, the Seeker Circle community, might face throughout the week. So it's such a gorgeous service. I don't talk about it nearly enough. And while I was away for my brother's wedding, I was, I was in prayer and meditation. And really, that's what inspired this topic today. And the message that came forward was to spend more time sharing Seeker Circle with all of you. So let's get started. Space clearing. So when I was in L.A., I stayed in my first Airbnb that I booked. I have stayed in other Airbnbs that were booked by other people, but this was the first one that I actually had to do the research and find a place and book it. And the pictures online did it no justice. I mean, it was absolutely stunning. And it really resembled in a lot of ways my sanctuary. In my intuitive development program that just finished, I taught them how to have a mental sanctuary in which they can go to energetically to meet with their guides and get intuitive information and recharge their battery. And I mean, I kid you not, this was like the physical manifestation in so many ways of my sanctuary. And one of the things I noticed was the space was so clean, not just physically clean, but energetically clean. And it really became like my refuge in Los Angeles. And how can you turn your own home into the same thing? So one of the ways in which, if you're feeling like home does not feel quite like home in the way it used to, you probably need to clear your space. And if you think of the atmosphere of, let's say, a sanctuary, an actual physical sanctuary, such as a church or a temple or a cathedral, those are always being cleansed and blessed, and people are praying in them, and there's incense and bells and candles and salt and sound and prayer, and ritual is taking place. And that helps to really create a sacred and safe space where people feel peaceful and you feel deeply nurtured. When I was writing my review for my Airbnb, one of the things I kept saying was that I felt so well taken care of being in this space. And so why not practice doing those same things in your own home? And so to cleanse the environment of your living space, you have to remove the negative, the stale energy. And some of it might be your own stuff, and some of it might be stuff that's been there for a long period of time. And so the way we clear space And particularly if you're finding that you're dealing with maybe a chronic illness, maybe you have stumbled on a time in your life where you feel like you're just dealing with a lot of energetic blocks, like things you're going for aren't working out. Maybe cash flow is not what it used to be. Maybe you're running up against a lot of conflict with the people that you live with. Probably means there needs to be some space clearing that takes place. And all you're doing is just clearing out the old and welcoming the new and setting new intentions and inviting spirit into your home. So one of the ways in which I like to space clear is sage. I will be honest, I don't pull the sage out nearly as often as I once did. But at least once a month, I'll do a good saging of the house. And all you have to do is buy a bundle of sage. And you can get that now even at Whole Foods. And it's usually wrapped up with a string wrapping the bundle together. It's dried. You can also go into a metaphysical bookstore or a spiritual bookstore. I even found sage once in one of the Tibetan bookstores or gift shops. And so you just buy a bundle of sage, it's super easy, and you light the tip of it, and then you move throughout your space, allowing it to burn. And I walk the perimeter of my whole house, and then I walk the center of my house, and every room, every closet, every corner, you don't have to overdo it. You can do it all in like 2-3 minutes, depending on the size of your space, and make sure you open all of the windows. This is so important because the energy, that lower negative energy or the stale energy, needs somewhere to go. And so keep the doors open for, I'd say, I like to do it for a good 30 minutes. Your best indicator is waiting till the scent dissipates. And it won't take very long, assuming you weren't burning for a long period of time. Now, what's so cool is you buy a bundle of sage, and it's going to last you for a long time. And so I like to kind of run a little water in my sink and then dab it out in the water. So you're still protecting the leaves on the outside and on the inside that haven't been burned, but the burn part where the fire is, you're snuffing that out. And so when you light the sage, it will automatically kind of flame up for a second, and then it will go into like a smoldering effect. It all works. Even if you just get a little piece of sage, my bundle of sage fell apart, so I've been using it in pieces. And when I mean it fell apart, the string fell off of it. And so I'll just use a little piece and go through my home. And then when we get to the end of a bundle, we'll put it in, we'll find a burn-safe bowl. And we'll just burn a few of the leaves and then move throughout the space with the bowl burning. And then all you have to do is always practice safety and burn safely and put it out. And you're done. Another way to clear your space is to ring a bell. And you can find a little bell. I found the most recent one here in Oakland at the Sacred Well. It's a teeny tiny bell, or any bell that you have, and just go corner by corner and clear out your space ringing the bell. It's a feng shui technique. Couldn't tell you where exactly the history behind it. I probably have it here in my notes, but I think I set this podcast up for 15 minutes. So just get a little bell. It's symbolic. Say your prayers. As you're saging, say your prayers. Set the intention that you're asking for any lower negative energy to be cleared out of your space. The next piece is salt, and this is one, it's been an old family tradition. In my family, is you get salt, any type of salt, but at this stage in my game, I like Himalayan sea salt. I take just a little little bit of salt and sprinkle it in the corners of each room. And again, set the intention, say the prayer that you are calling as the space is being cleared. You can clear it in the name of the universe, the name of your higher self, the name of God, the name of the Holy Spirit, whatever works for you. And then, this is multi-pro, if there's a lot of stale energy, the next piece that's really important after salting, and you can salt your car. I know my last car, it just seemed like I was bumping into things, not enough to do a significant amount of damage, but I just felt like me and the car weren't connected and some energy needed to be cleared in the car. So I sprinkled the car with salt as well. Didn't have an issue thereafter. Next piece to clearing the space in your home is getting rid of the clutter. Please, 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 if you hear nothing else in this frickin' podcast, look at your space and ask yourself, what do I need? What do I desire? What am I not using? What is weighing me down? And then get rid of the stuff that's weighing you down first, then get rid of the stuff that you're not using, and then find some system of organizing your space. And depending on where you are in your life and how much stuff you actually need, keep in mind you don't need probably most of the stuff that you have in your house. Be willing to release the clutter. You will be amazed by how energetically light you will feel. And it's like a holy clearing and it that opens doors for you. New opportunities will show up, new ideas, new inspiration. Clear out the clutter. It's just so powerful to do so. And you know I talk a lot about clearing out clutter. And my brother and his wife are clutter bugs, and they know it, and I would say that to their faces. And we went over, and they had so much stuff in their place that it wasn't comfortable, you know. I felt my brother is this easygoing, lighthearted dude, and for the first time I actually saw him stressed out. And I know some of the stuff in their place was for their wedding, but some of it was just straight-up clutter. And so, and you know, even when it came down to it, he couldn't even find things. We were over there working on some wedding decorations, and this is a man who has, my brother's an artist, he has like hundreds of paints. And his friend was painting this thing for him, this banner, and for the venue, and he asked for just basic white paint. And I was amazed by how he couldn't even find basic white paint. And it was because there's just was so much stuff. And it will bring you so much peace to release some of the clutter. Matt and I are always in this journey of letting go of clutter. And it will sneak up on you. And it's not like a one-time thing. People who declutter regularly have a process for it. You know, every couple of months they'll go through. And don't overwhelm yourself. Start with 15 minutes. Get a big trash bag. Get two, maybe one for donate, one for trash. And if the donate bag, if you know you're a clutter person, make sure when you're done clearing your space, you bag up that donation bag and take it out of your house. Don't let it just sit around. So those are some of my tips for clearing out your space. Music always helps. Music is really, really great. You can also make holy water. And if you Google holy water, you can find some recipes for it. But I say just boil some basil, maybe your favorite roses, for a little bit and put it in, maybe add some essential oils to it and make a little spray or a little pool, you know, and put it in a little bowl. And it's a sprinkle. You can sprinkle in the corners just as the same way you do salt. Lighting candles, preferably white candles, also helps. Open the windows, open the doors, get as much fresh air as you can. And if you do this, you'll find your space is clear and you'll feel at peace. So that is my message for you. If you like this program, please review it on iTunes. And until next time, take care of yourselves.